Catching up with Jamie at Gwynn Baton Tackle. Let's get a report in this week, and happy new year to you, first of all. Haven't talked to you since.
Yeah, happy 2020, end of the new decade. Hope everybody had a good, safe New Year's.
Let's talk a little fishing, my friend. Ice conditions have definitely gotten better. We'll get to that in a second. First, I want to talk about those tough launches and access sites, tough parking. Has that gotten any better in some of the spots that were inaccessible before?
Yeah, that's a good question and good place to start for certain. You know, we had a few of the access sites, Johnson Lake, Little Shag Lake. I know that Little Lake as well. Had a bunch of them trees had gone down with that first two initial storms that we got with that big heavy snow. I have been in contact with some of the fire department and some of the people to get at least the trees cut up at Johnson and Little Shag. So those, last I heard, still do have trees down right above the parking lot, but they're still parking along the shore. There's still been plenty of anglers out fishing those lakes. Most of them seem to be just bringing their trailers, taking their snow machines or four-wheelers or whichever have it out there. So the other lakes, as far as like East Bass, Big Shag, any of your accesses that are right off the road, those have gotten much better since the snow melted so much and it's gotten firm. I mean, there's some nice slippery divots in there, but you can bring a car in there, low clearance vehicle, and get out there and access the lake at least.
So it is getting better. That's the good news. I'm glad to hear that. And I want to thank you on behalf of the fishermen in Southern Marquette County for, trying to get some of those trees taken care of, calling the fire department and stuff. So kudos on that, buddy. I wanted to also talk about the ice conditions, which have definitely improved. And now it looks like last night, tonight, we're expecting this weekend to be a little chillier. Are you seeing some pretty good ice conditions, and how thick is the safe part of the ice?
Yeah, ice is getting real good in the area. Luckily, with that little bit of snow, we barely got a dusting here. But with that snow melt and everything, and with these cold nights coming up, I think it's going to be just a little matter of time here. And people will be able to safely bring their vehicles out there, a truck or anything. Shore clearance is going to be always the issue. But with everything being so frozen right now, I'm hearing at least 10 inches base layer. Some of the lakes do have a little bit of slush trapped underneath, like an inch or two of ice, but plenty of ice on all the lakes. People have been bringing side by side. If nothing else, they're just slick right now, too, so watch your footing out there. Maybe wear some cleats.
Yeah, we talked about that last time we talked, so you got some creepers in your shop there they can pick up. Well, Jamie, I want to continue with you later this hour and actually get into the fishing reports themselves and talk about different lakes, different species, what they're buying there at the shop for lures, baits, colors, all that good stuff. So can we get a little more time from you later this hour?
Oh, always, always. We'll talk to you then.
Jamie at Gwynn Baton Tackle. And we'll continue our Southern Marquette County fishing report. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.